Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to the channel. This video is about Halloween, because tonight is Halloween, Old English for Holy Evening. Hallow, as in holy, and een, short for even or evening. Because today is All Souls Day, and it was a day to remember your dead friends and relatives. People will be praying for them. It's like in Mexico, the next day is the Day of the Dead, dressing up like skeletons, face painting like skeletons, visiting graves, laying flowers, putting the favorite food or drink of that person, particular day to regale each other with funny and cheerful stories of the dear departed. So Halloween is in a sense Irish in origin. Hurrah, okay? It's yet another thing that Irish civilization has given the world, because we're a cultural superpower. Ireland wins again. Because you go back to paganism, so before the 5th century AD, before Christianity was brought to mind by the saint of our isle. By the way, St. Patrick probably wasn't the first Christian missionary to evangelize in Hibernia. Before that chap from Great Britain crossed over the Irish Sea, we were pagans, and this was Savorn. Hope I pronounce it correctly. I'm not a Gaelgor, surprise, surprise. And so that was the sort of late autumn stroke early winter festival. And it's still the name for November in the Irish language. It's some of the autumn slaughter to kill the excess bovines, ovines, chickens, swine, anything else that you couldn't feed through the winter, salt them, smoke them, because of course no refrigeration. How are you going to keep the meat edible? Keep a breeding pair. So it's a time of blood and death. The thing about burning excess leaves, people did that. They kind of came into bonfire night. That's not something we do in Ireland, a bit in the north. Stick to this one, really. So it's getting colder, it's getting darker, it's shifting towards a deathly time of year, and very few animals are born, and the plant life is on the retreat. So that's why it's celebrated roughly this time. And so when Christianity came to Ireland, rather than abolish this pagan feast, they simply grafted a Christian festival onto it. And the same is true of much of Western Europe, where the Celts held sway. Of course, the Celts had no writings. I suppose in Ireland we had Ogham script, a bit like runes, carving on stones. There's several hundred examples of Ogham around Ireland, but there's just not extensive records of our pagan civilization. Anyhow, so this spread Western Christianity, and then Irish people, lots of us, moved to America and brought our notion of Halloween there. But it really was a somber occasion, like certainly the 1950s church going and calling to mind those who'd been summoned to their reward before us. The bobbing for apples came in the late Middle Ages, as in case you don't know, that's having apples floating in a big bowl of water. You have to have your hands behind your back and try and pick them up with your teeth, but you're always finding you're nudging them away with your nose, something like that. Try and trap one against the side of the barrel. See if we can get it like that, especially getting your teeth around the, whatever you call it, the stem of the apple. So there was some jollity to it. Then it was believed in pagan Ireland that the world of the living and the world of the dead crossed over, and the dead could walk amongst the living and the living could visit the dead. But at dawn, all returned to normal. Then the idea that witches and warlocks and so on, demons and hobgoblins, ghouls and such like, were particularly active this time of year. It was the Americans who, from the late 19th century, started to introduce trick-or-treating, dressing up like goblins, Frankenstein, skeletons, whoever, and walking around frightening people or saying trick or treat, no knock on the door, and can I have this or that. Where does the pumpkin head come from? We'll go back to Ireland, the tale of Jack-o'-lantern. Jack-o'-lantern is a scabrous, nasty old bachelor farmer, and he's very mischievous. So one time he played a prank on the devil, or on for doof, as we call him in Ireland, said, oh, there's a crock of gold up that tree. As you know, he loves gold. So he climbed up the tree, and then Jack-o'-lantern painted a cross on the tree. And of course, good is mightier than evil. So old Screwface himself couldn't escape. He was trapped. Why didn't he jump down? But anyway, logic doesn't come into it. He's afraid of the sign of the cross. He's going to back off at that. So he was trapped. So he pleaded with Jack-o'-lantern to spare him, to let him out. And Jack-o'-lantern did on condition that the evil one promised that he would not take Jack-o'-lantern into hell ever. And their promise was given. So then the cross was wiped away, and you know who got away with his gold. Oh, sorry, there was no gold in the tree, I'm going to say. Yeah, got away. But when Jack-o'-lantern died many years later, he was far too wicked to be allowed into heaven. They don't take iniquitous and unrepentant people out there. And of course, he couldn't go to Hades because Saint Nick had vowed that he wouldn't let him in. Then he has to walk the earth as sort of undead forever. And he was cursed by Satan, having a turnip for a head, and to light his way, having a candle inside of that is Jack O'Lantern, Jack of the Lantern. So this Irish folktale got to America and was reworked, and they started carving the nasty faces out of pumpkins because they're much bigger than a turnip, and that's why it's pumpkin heads. Pumpkins brought from North America to Europe in the 17th century, and now we all do the pumpkin heads. So display the pumpkin head at your house, the pumpkin head lantern, to indicate, yes, we welcome trick-or-treaters. So show up with your scariest costume, we'll give you this or that. I know in the United States they really go to town. It's such an extravaganza this time of year. You know, Halloween, as you know, it was just coming to Ireland in the late 80s. It was a fairly big thing now. But I've heard Americans who come to Ireland or Great Britain are somewhat disappointed that people don't do such an extraordinary Halloween as they do in the United States. Obviously, Halloween is more of a thing for children in the British Isles, whereas I know in the United States and elsewhere it's for adults as well. There are Halloween parties and there are adults who dress up, but not quite in the same way. Often Halloween costumes are just homemade. Well, oh no, you have to have a professional one and it has to be really extraordinary and impressive. And I know in the United States and perhaps some heavily American influenced places like Canada or the Philippines, they sometimes go things that are not particularly scary. I saw a child going on as the Prince of Wales, but riding a killer whale, not Wales, the principality. So that's where Halloween comes from, and it's perfectly innocent. People just like to prank. I suppose it takes the fear out of mortality, turning into a joke, sending up the whole idea and of these supposed forces of darkness. Now, of course, there are some people who get a little bit carried away with it. I know them Christian fundamentalists who say, oh, this is the slippery slope. It leads you down the wrong path towards worshipping the other side. So we mustn't do that. So all sorts of scary films like Hocus Pocus around this time of year. In the Islamic world, many people say it's haram, it's deeply disapproved of. Even in countries of Christian background like Russia, I had one of my pupils deeply disapprove of it because he had no sense of irony or imagination and couldn't grasp that it was just make-believe and there was no danger to it. People like a bit of frippery and being silly. So he didn't understand something as flippant as this. So that's what Halloween is, just in case you didn't know. I realize if it wasn't part of my tradition, I might find it spooky as well. But I wish I got a bit more into it, not being invited to a Halloween party. There are not that many for adults where I live. But yeah, so people sell their things. I remember in Romania, it was kind of a new thing in 2009, but more widely understood that. I bet Putin's Russia very much disapproves of it now because it's Occidental pollution of Holy Russia. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Nothing to tell about is Barmbrack, Irish cake. It's a fruit cake for Halloween. And put in a rag, a twig, a coin, and a ring and slice it up. And you pick your slices at random, not knowing what you got. You can slice it into four or five or any number of slices. But if you happen to get the rag, it means you'll be poor the forthcoming year. If you get the twig, you'll be a winner because like a stick to beat people. If you get the coin, you'll grow rich next year. Whereas if you get the ring, you'll get married. What if you're already married? I don't know. The old days, we didn't have divorce either. Nobody takes us remotely seriously. All right. Toodaloo. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, George Callahan. 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.